Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. This couple that found $13 million extra dollars in their bank account.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Like, what do you do? I mean, you call the bank immediately and go, something's not right. And just hope to God that you won some sort of, like, secret bank lottery or something, because otherwise it's going to come out of your money eventually, or you're going to go to jail if you spend it. But that's what happened. They woke up and they were like, wait, this is not right. It had grown by over $13 million. It's a computer glitch. And they told him, he said, when he found out, his heart sank. From the Manchester Evening News. That's what you're going to think, right? You're really not going to go, I cannot believe how lucky I am.
All right.
I think your instinct is, oh, this is a bad mess up.
There has to be accountability from the bank, though.
Exactly. I mean,
like, there has to be.
No. What about grace for the bank?
This is what's wrong with our society.
It's money.
Yeah, but it's a mistake.
It's like if Amazon delivered
It's $13 million. Big difference. So whatever you're going to say, if Amazon's delivering a pillow, $13 million.
Then you sleep on it because you got a pillow. If you get money, you spend it.
A pillow to Amazon is not going to really affect Amazon. $13 million to anything is really going to affect it.
Just an example.
No, but I'm using your example.
It's a poor example.
How long can you have that money? How long was that money in their account?
They woke up and saw it in both of their accounts, and together it was $13 million because their last name or whatever.
Yeah.
And so
they both hit the ATM. Like, and they did not.
I would get some of it out.
They moved to the Cayman Islands.
You're
going
to have to give it back. That would be the dumbest thing, because you know eventually they're going to do whatever tracing they got to do to find out where it was accidentally wired to or where...
Eddie, I'm perplexed because some days Eddie wants to donate a kidney and be real kind, and then other days he wants to steal millions of dollars.
That has nothing. It's not stealing.
Sure, it is.
Yes,
the money got to come from somewhere. It doesn't. Money doesn't go poof, and there's automatically more.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in your backyard and a little parachute comes down and it's got a briefcase full of money, it lands in your backyard. That is not stealing.
But I would say the difference is.
You don't know where
it's very hard for
it's not yours, but it's not stealing.
But there are computer glitches all the time with numbers. Your computer messes up. For a parachute with a briefcase to land in your yard, that's so unheard of. Hey, that's never going to happen.
It's just an example, man.
But you don't know how to return it. If a bank does that, you know how to return it.
No, I don't. I'm not very good with technology.
No, but it's a parachute and a briefcase.
I'm honest. No, she's talking about the bank.
On your phone and you say, hey.
You know what I'd get? An automated teller. Would you like to deposit? Would you like your balance? Press 3.
That's true.
There's no talking to a person, so I really wouldn't know how to do it.
Okay. You just drive down to the bank and go, like, I have $13
million. No, you go to the bank
account.
And it's not open anymore. They don't have drive-through tellers anymore.
You know it's impossible to talk to a customer service
person. It is so stupid.
Like, it's impossible.
I actually went to the bank the other day and talked to a human. I walked in and there she was.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to the bank on Saturday. Guess what? Not open on Saturdays anymore.
Okay.
Like, what in the world?
You also went to the restaurant.
Did you write a Yelp review on that?
So, I'm like, why all of a sudden are we closed on Saturdays now? People don't need money on Saturdays?
It was like, limited hours on,
No, Saturday was not open at all. It was like, it used to be 9 to noon. Not even open anymore.
So it was limited hours. So I would say then.
But I went at 9:30.
But I would say then it's obvious that they were finding that they didn't need to be open, that they weren't making more money than they were losing.
Now I need to know what he needed to do at the bank on a Saturday.
At 9:30.
Yeah, yeah. What were you doing on the bank Saturday?
Get something, man.
But okay, so you know, like people that hack, like they hack your credit card, they buy something, right? They buy $200 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does the credit card get that money, that whatever they bought back?
Yeah, they got insurance.
They got insurance. So there has to
but
be
there's
insurance.
There's a difference in $200 and $13 million, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, a little bit. Called, be safe.
That makes no sense, what you just said. So
these two people are raising children.
Okay. Well, we're not telling our children to do that.
My kids don't have bank accounts.
Okay. No, but it's just like the logic of like, to me, it makes so much sense that you're going to have to return it. It makes sense to return it. So you might as well not spend it.
If it was like $75, I'd be like, okay, but there's a difference there. Yes, there's a difference in $75 and $13 million.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be dumb and take the whole $13 million out. I would just take a few.
But you'd pay it back though. So go ahead. You'd still pay it back.
So Eddie,
I would definitely
say,
do a screenshot.
Eddie.
Okay, screenshot's fair.
I'd definitely do a screenshot.
Let's say, Eddie, you're giving your child, like, they need $10 for school or something. Yeah. They need $10 pay for a field trip. And you accidentally, not thinking, you're digging through your wallet and you're just like, you see a one and a zero and you're like, oh, and you hand him $100 and he goes off to school and gives the school $100.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, go shoot, later, I gave them $100 and you gave it to the school. What are you going
to
do?
Okay, so say I go back to the school, right? And be like, oh, my $100, my son messed up, right? What are they
going
to
do? No, you messed up, but yeah.
You messed up.
Whatever. My son used $100 too.
Okay.
There's two people saw that it was $100.
So are you going to get it back though?
No, they're not going to get it back. They're going to be like.
But are you going to ask for it back?
I'll try.
Okay, see?
But I probably won't get it back.
But Amy,
though.
Amy, that's unrealistic.
But you probably
Eddie
will.
Eddie can't afford to have $100 in his wallet.
Okay.
I'm done with you guys.
I don't know. I tried.
I just thought it's hilarious when you wake up and there's a bunch more money in your account.
Yeah, I do too. Crazy,
a divorce lawyer reveals professions with the most cheaters.
Oh, that's easy.
Go ahead.
Pilots.
Military.
Oh my
it
God.
It is.
Why that's would you happening. Yell pilot immediately?
Because we've done this before.
We're learning more.
No, I know, but it's just
it's like
what are
we firefighters.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, good for you for yelling that out.
No.
Oh, the New York Post. Okay.
We've done this before.
As a, yeah.
Oh boy.
Every
the
year
attorney with Simon's Law Group in Arizona has sparked a debate on social media revealing the five occupations she says have the highest percentage of cheaters. So here we go. Number five, pilots and flight attendants.
Yeah.
Rock star in there?
No, because I don't think there are a lot of rock stars.
Yeah.
Because like pro athletes.
Lawyers.
Men in the military at four.
Boom.
Bartenders are third.
Boom, you didn't say that.
Police officers second. And number one, firefighters.
Police officers.
Wow, I knew
second.
It.
Mm-hmm. Police second and fire first.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, did you see the police?
They're saving our lives. Let them have a little side, you know?
Did you see the police girl here that got in trouble? Remember we talked about it, how she was hooking up with all these people on the force?
Yeah. Was that like Chattanooga or was it here?
No, it was like Laverne. It's like 20 minutes from here. She sued the city and won $500,000.
For what?
Saying, I felt pressure.
For pressure to do what, though?
Like hook up with all these dudes in the force.
Did she, though?
I mean, if they were supervisors.
Yeah.
Only, I think only one was a supervisor.
Well, one's enough.
Yeah, I don't know the story enough to comment on it.
That is crazy.
I don't know enough to. The whole thing's crazy. The whole story's crazy. But I don't know enough about the legalities of her suit. And I shall not speak on that because I do not know them.
Very smart.
Me neither.
An Alabama woman
late.
Who faked
you
her.
Spoke.
Me neither. An Alabama woman who faked her abduction ordered to pay almost $18,000. We talked about this. We talked about how she disappeared and then showed back up at her parents' house. And then she had the story, but then she made the whole thing up and she admitted it. And then it's like police are like, well, we came out and looked for you. And she gave false statements. And so.
Yeah, her car was on the side of the highway.
ABC News. $18,000 that she has to do community service, continued mental health counseling, and 12 months supervised probation.
Dang.
A woman in Georgia is flipping out on social media because she claims that kids are getting high on nutmeg.
Hmm. Like the spice?
I would believe that's what nutmeg is, right?
I thought, wasn't Nutella, is that a...
Nutella's like a chocolate?
Spread.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a hazelnut spread.
Ah.
Yeah, hazelnut.
Hazelnut and chocolate, yeah.
I don't know that I could identify a hazelnut. Is that a real nut?
You could.
Is that a real nut?
Yeah, it's a real
it's
nut.
It's not just a flavor?
It's a nut.
Do you know what I had? Almond-flavored cookies by accident. I ordered some almonds, and they did the... I just picked something close to it, and they couldn't find the almonds. They brought me almond-flavored cookies, which is not the same. But I was like, I can appreciate it. So I ate one. I would never pick an almond-flavored cookie because almond is not something that feels like it would be the flavor of something enjoyable. It's pretty good.
Well, I believe what they're using is probably almond extract.
No, I hear you, but I just think an almond flavor.
Or almond flour.
It's just not sexy of a flavor.
Like almond butter.
All of that stuff, probably.
Again, the hazelnut, I'm looking at it.
Mm. Are you going to eat my coffee cake? I brought coffee cake for you guys.
I would taste it, but I was not. I woke up at like 1:30 or 2 this morning. My sleep has been just off because I slept for like 17 hours on Sunday because my allergies were killing me. So I was off, and I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I couldn't get my schedule back. And so my blood sugar started to plummet because I've been up all morning.
You need sugar then.
And Mike D keeps an emergency food, which I forgot, emergency food selection. And he's like, okay, here's your bar. Threw it at me. I ate it. Felt okay. But you said, do you want this cake? I don't want a whole piece, but I would taste your coffee cake. Yeah. But I don't like coffee.
It doesn't taste like coffee.
Which I learned, it doesn't taste like coffee.
And that's why I brought it, so you can taste it.
Okay, I would have a little piece. I'd like to taste it, okay. And I'll finish the story as you do that.
Okay.
In a viral video that's amassed over 554,000 views, this TikTok user explained why the spice is gaining popularity. Today I was talking with one of my teacher friends, and she was like, girl, trying to stay one step ahead of these kids is exhausting. The teacher agreed it was so difficult to keep up with the students, and then gave the example of a strange trend growing that students have nutmeg in their bags, and they do backpack check, and they find them. And the students say they need them for culinary classes, but they're all gone. And then they like
snort it, sniff it.
Anyone ever done nutmeg?
No.
Daily Dot. Oh, you bring it over?
No, there's no nutmeg in there.
But is there like a knife or something?
I cut it off.
Are you sure? I feel like in cinnamon cake there could be nutmeg.
Here, take this whole thing because I'll eat the whole thing.
Could be nutmeg in there.
What flavor is it?
Oh, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Remember I talked about it. Pass it to Amy.
Oh, man, that's good. It doesn't taste like coffee, though.
It's just called coffee cake.
I shouldn't call it that.
And every time I go to Starbucks, I try to get coffee cake, and you make fun of me.
I know, because I'm like, who likes to taste a coffee in a cake?
You, try it.
Oh, I'm on a new... Well, I would eat it. I'm just on dyslexic.
Just give it to Lunchbox.
Diet. Oh, sorry. It's cake coffee.
Wait, did she say she's on a dyslexic diet?
I'm trying to eat foods that are... No. I have been...
I just got that, dude. That's funny.
Yeah. I get it now. Cake coffee.
Coffee.
No, I'm trying to avoid certain dyes and...
Oh, there's no dye in there.
Gluten to see...
You hair dye to put in them?
Well, there may be gluten in there.
Red dye, whatever. I've been eating gluten.
Yeah, hand it to me.
I have been eating gluten a lot, and I'm just testing it out to see if my brain starts to feel different.
Okay. Well, I'll save some for you.
It's protocol.
Why do people on eBay have a problem with my descriptions? eBay's lame. I like it because I like to buy stuff from it, but...
I'm okay. Thank you.
So...
I have no idea how to use eBay.
So I set it up, and I only put 4 things up because it took forever. And I put up a Barry Sanders signed action figure, a Warren Moon signed Houston Oilers replica helmet, a Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb signed replica Cowboys helmet, and a Brett Favre number 4 Green Bay Packers authentic signed jersey.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, but it was like, put a description in. Okay. I don't know why these are getting flagged, though. I put item description for Barry Sanders, who's running back. For once, you'll be able to tackle him because he's in a box.
That's funny.
I thought so, too.
That's really funny.
I just came up with crap to write. I guess they need a better description.
Like no jokes, like real description?
Yeah. For the Warren Moon helmet, he's old school, but so is your dad. I'm just writing stuff. I just thought you had to like put stuff in the box. I didn't know you had to really be super descriptive in the terms. I do the Cowboys helmet.
CeeDee Lamb?
It's both. It's... Dak and City. I put, for diehard Dallas Cowboys fan only, this dual auto will be the talk of next season when the Cowboys just missed the Super Bowl again.
Okay, see, that's why it's flagged.
I think it's people being haters.
No, you're insulting the Cowboys.
They're going to not be able to take your stuff seriously.
And right. Then I didn't know that was the rule. Here's my other one. Don't wear this plant touch, it's the Brett Favre jersey. Don't wear this plant touch football in the front yard, regardless of how many Wrangler commercials you see Brett Favre doing. You ever see those
funny,
where he's
man.
Playing with the Wrangler jeans in the front yard?
It's been a bit.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah, but I got notes. My comments have been flagged. That's some bull crap. Who knew you can make jokes?
Yeah, man.
So I just ordered on Amazon I might get kicked off social media. A bingo. Like one of those little ball things you spin around.
Yeah, so you can give stuff away.
So what I'm thinking I could do is, and I don't know how I would do this.
What do they call that, a ball scrambler? what's it called?
How about a bingo ball?
When you ordered it, like
a ball scrambler.
I can probably just tell you the. I can tell you what it's called when I ordered it.
It's definitely not a ball scrambler.
I just want to know.
Hey, Google ball scrambler. I bet you there's something there.
I'm not Googling that. Purchases.
Lunchbox, you Googling it?
No, I'm not. I'm good.
My eBay. Where is it? I'd swear I bought it this morning.
You looking up a fight? What are you doing?
No, I was watching a fight. Vince Young got knocked out at a bar.
He did?
Yeah.
Why? What was he? What happened?
I don't know. There was. I couldn't hear the audio, but they're kind of pushing, shoving, and then he. Guy sucker punches him and knocks him out.
If you're talking crap and
no, they were kind of pushing and shoving, and they kind of calmed down. And this guy, like, they're all holding each other back. And this guy from the side just boom. There was no punches thrown.
Oh, I bought it on Amazon. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's called a
raffle drum.
It's a wooden bingo SNS Worldwide wooden bingo balls. Oh no, I only bought the balls.
SNS.
What are you can do with all the balls?
I thought it was one of those. Now I need one of those things.
Yeah, the ball scrambler.
Oh man.
Oh, you need a raffle.
Oh, I can
drum.
Do. Deluxe bingo game set includes bingo cage. That's when I get it.
That's
it's
cool.
Prime same day, too. I'm going to get that. $20.
Same day?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
It comes right to your house.
No, but like, how does that come
Eddie.
From? Okay, sorry.
Hey.
I can't tell if he's joking.
I'm going to do.
Are you joking?
I'm making fun of Lunchbox.
Okay.
Oh, got it. I didn't know if you're kidding. Yeah. What's the, today's the 26th? Oh, it doesn't. I can't get.
Oh, did you make fun of me? I wasn't paying attention, so.
Yeah, I was making fun of
okay,
how
I'm
going to
swipe it anyway.
Know how overnight packages come
raffle drum.
So what I'm going to do, what I want to do is, because also some of this stuff's like.
Whoa.
Like the Peyton Manning jersey that I have. If you were to get on eBay, the one that I have, the authentic blue one, it's like $1,000. But it's crazy for somebody to have to pay that amount of money. So what I like to do is go, okay, buy a raffle ball for $25. And I, boom, you win. But how do I get them to buy the ball?
Yeah, how do you do that? And how many balls are there?
I don't know.
50?
50? Who said, what? 70? I don't even know. I'm just making up numbers.
Okay.
But I'm saying, I don't know how it, like, say if you want in, DM me, and then I go and find, I don't know, it's a disaster.
A lot of DMs.
Sounds.
And how much do you charge
this
for a ball?
I just said like $25.
I don't know that this is legal.
Why not? What am I doing?
Okay. You can do anything you want on your Instagram.
Bingo's
I'm just
not legal.
Sure, I don't
you can't
get
play
flagged.
Bingo?
Not
I don't
in the States.
My family plays bingo all the time.
You play like bingo for fun.
Yeah, man, all the time.
I mean, I can just list stuff on eBay, but I'd like to give people a chance to have to win this stuff without having to spend the for how expensive it actually is.
Yeah, like a sweepstakes?
A sweepstakes? How am I going to do a sweepstakes? With my own.
Or a lottery? I thought that's what this was. I don't know. Everybody buys in with the same. Like you, for $25, you get an entry and then you get drawn.
No, no, I hear you. But is there like a platform you could do that? Like, and you pay the platform and they take a little cut, but then.
I know it's legal in Arkansas.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not worried about legal. I'm worried about how to actually.
You should be, though. You should be, though.
You should worry about legal, dude.
Yeah.
People
I'm
go to jail.
I'll be worried about it for you because I don't want you to.
I'm doing it on social media. I just say it's a bit. It's fake.
But why would you want your Instagram to get taken down?
I'll do it on a different account. I'll do it on the 25 Whistles.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good luck. I don't know.
Morgan, what do you think?
I mean, I don't see why you would get in trouble for doing that.
For doing a bingo? For taking money and doing a bingo?
No, yes. It's not a scam, though.
It's not a scam.
But that's what would make it get kicked off of social media, is if it's
Didn't
a scam.
Didn't your grandma get popped
but
for doing a bingo?
But that's because she played gamble bingo.
Yeah.
Like, you could... but I don't know, dude. I'm just saying...
You're doing bingo for a prize.
If you can do breaks, though... people can buy breaks easily.
Yeah.
I could do breaks at my house all day long.
Would you be like upfront about it?
I literally just said it right now.
Yeah, then I don't see why you couldn't do that on social media.
Or I don't even care. I just put them all on eBay today and let everybody go to town. But it just sucks if you can't buy anything because everything's super expensive.
If you don't allow for a free method of entry, it's most likely going to be considered a lottery and therefore illegal.
So I need to let one person in for free.
I'll do
Everybody has to have a chance to enter for
no,
free.
That's
here,
bull crap.
No, here, listen, hear me out. Everybody,
I'm not hearing you out. La.
Everybody has a chance to enter for free.
I'm not losing money. All I'm trying to do is break even. I'm not losing money, though.
Let me finish my sentence.
No, I don't like your sentence.
What you can do is everybody has to have a way to enter for free. But if they pay,
they get more entries, I think.
It's like Animal Farm. You know, we're all equal. Some of us are just a little more equal.
Right. Like, I just am... Oh, yeah. Oh, this is an article called The Legal Way to Do It, Instagram.
I have too much merchandise, and I have to get rid of it. And I'm just... And we're shooting a documentary on how to sell it all back, and I don't... I can't deal with it.
There was a listener who just commented on our Facebook page and said there's this... I'm looking at it right now, called Whatnot, and it's like a live shopping and marketplace, and you could do lives, like live videos.
Whatnot?
Mike's heard
Whatnot.
Of it.
But I'm saying, I guess my point is, on eBay, I can just list it like it is, full price. You can have it, boom. On each item, any profit that I make, I'm giving half to St. Jude, and I may lose money on them, and half to Reed or whomever's doing the work on the eBay. But... they're having to pay full price. On Whatnot, is there a lottery? Is there like a thing where everybody can buy like a raffle ticket? Ray's telling me to go to this break.
Mid-roll.
Did you hear him in your ears?
I just know what you're talking about.
All right, here's the mid-roll. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, what do you see about Whatnot? Mike?
It's kind of like TikTok Shop as well. It's a different platform. It's its own.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with eBay? I'm so confused why you're getting away from eBay now that you
No, I would just like
them.
To give people a chance to win some of this cool stuff that they don't have to pay like $1,000. It's like you get a raffle ticket and have a chance for $15. Otherwise, you don't have an opportunity.
And how many people? Any unlimited entries into
No, because there's only so many bingo balls. I was going to do it on bingo. There's only so many bingo balls.
Yeah, a lot of them, though.
But I guess if we're not. But I ordered all that bingo equipment now. Now I'd be stuck with a bunch of bingo crap. Amy's over here sending me to jail.
No, I'm trying to keep you out of jail.
I'm not going to jail.
Instagram jail?
Okay.
You could.
Go ahead. I like what I'm hearing.
Go there's, to jail.
There's a subscriber system on Instagram, and you could have people subscribe to that, and the money of those subscriptions goes to whoever you need it to go to, and then you
just
have all the people
randomly.
In there, and you draw randomly from that.
Yeah, the problem is if they only subscribe once, but I have 72 different things.
Well, so maybe do like a one-time fee, that subscribe because you can determine what that subscriber fee is.
Well, it need to be like.
That's how you do it. Do the bingo balls. There's 75 bingo balls.
75, dude. That's
Heck
a
yeah.
lot.
So $10 a bingo ball. Woo! $750 bucks.
No, I do more than
but
that.
But for a Peyton Manning jersey, it's a $1,000 jersey.
Yes, yeah, so you do $20.
But I didn't pay $1,000 for it. I like. Well,
but you got it. You can't sell it less than what it's worth.
Well, because I probably spent that on misses when I didn't get it.
Right. Well, let's do $50.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to rob people.
That's $3,750 we made.
Okay. I have to figure that out. I don't know what's going on.
But don't go to jail, whatever you do.
We can go to jail. You want?
What else do I want to get to? Raymundo saw that Taylor and Travis were at Nobu in Malibu the other day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You've been there, right?
I have. It's an embarrassing story, but what? Lead me there.
Like, just curious. Yeah, could me and lunch roll up and eat there?
You could. You would need a reservation. Yes. It's.
I thought it was kind of only celebs.
No. Well, no, it's not only celebs.
We're celebs, Ray.
Mike and I went. Here's the issue. We go, and we couldn't get in, and we're like, let's just call. I was out there shooting American Idol for like 2 weeks. And so we're all staying in a house together, me, Mike D, my wife, our manager, my manager. And I was like, we'd like to go to Nobu. It's right down the road. And he called and was like, hey, I got Bobby Bones coming in. And they had no clue who I was. They just thought I was probably somebody. So they were like, yeah, sure. What's it? Get you a table. There's paparazzi out front, but like Lamborghinis, Ferraris. We had a rental white minivan. And we drove up and the paparazzi took a break because we drove up in a piece of crap white minivan.
Did they see you and then take the break? Or
no, they saw the minivan and thought, well, this can't be somebody. Okay. And then even if they would have, they wouldn't have known who I was because they were looking for real stars. But we drove up to Nobu and had them valet our minivan because there was no parking. And it was good.
What kind of food? Sushi?
Yeah. But yeah, we went.
The bill's insane, right? When you have to pay for it all?
Yeah, I mean, it's high. But yes. I don't even know if I paid for it, though.
Because it's right on the Pacific, if I'm not
mistaken. This one's right on the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't think I paid for it, though, so I don't know.
Nice.
There's a commercial on the radio that Ray, what's the commercial where they're singing a song?
Yeah, so it's for Racetrack. It's a convenience store gas station. And the singer's, I don't know if he's trying to be bad. He's just really bad. It's kind of you guys' style. Not that you guys are bad.
But
like the Raging Idiots?
The Raging Idiots do humorous type takes on, you guys did the Sonic one.
Yeah.
I heard this guy's take, and I was like, you guys could have crushed this way better than he did.
Let me hear the Racetrack commercial.
All right, 20 seconds.
Different choices with lots of flavor.
Yeah, that tracks. Customize your blend, creamers, and toppings to make your coffee a guaranteed hit.
You're making your cup the way you know it should. Racetrack coffee, it's crazy good.
Yeah, he's being
Racetrack,
funny
whatever gets you going.
Yeah, he's being a funny bad.
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, we are bad, not on purpose.
Right, but that's not good, though.
Yeah, but that's fun. That's part of it. He's just being funny. He's like, oh, it's bad. I mean, yeah.
But even like the BK, have it your way, like that's not very good, like quality wise, but it's a catchy song.
Yes. So they just do it so it stands out.
Yeah.
Part of the texture of the commercial. Like we did a Sonic commercial. Here's this.
I drive in, don't need much. I'll have a Route 44 cherry limeade slush. Push the red button, you can have one too at Sonic.
Oh yeah!
I like cherry.
I like blue coconut.
Dad wants grape.
Okay.
But what does grandma want? Just push the red button, you can have one too at Sonic.
Just push the red button, you can have one too.
Or three
at Sonic.
So we were trying to be good there.
I mean, that should have been their national campaign.
But in me personally, I would rather go to Sonic than I would that convenience store now.
Not because of the song, though.
I really would.
Thanks, Ray.
Wow.
That's cool, man.
Okay.
So can someone explain to me what's going on with Diddy?
They raided two of his houses. Listen, forever, there have been rumors about, even just like privately to me, when I'm at places, they're like, don't. There have been more than one time someone's like, you do not want to meet Diddy. This is what he does.
Oh.
But it's just like hearing it. And I didn't. What am I going to do? So I'm like, cool, got it. So then Cat Williams goes on Shannon Sharpe's podcast and is like, whatever he said, that, you know, Diddy's up to no good. And then they, I don't have an article up, but it's like they raided two of his houses and there's like mentions of like investigating sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. What on earth?
Investigate. So, and then Diddy's out, apparently got on a private jet. I haven't seen the update since the show started this morning.
Yeah, his private jet was on an island somewhere.
I have a story here from the AP. Two properties belonging to Diddy in LA and Miami were searched Monday by a federal home security investigations agent as part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. It's not clear whether Combs was the target of the investigation. So, again, they're even saying it's not clear. And I'm just saying anything that I ever heard was rumor, too. So,
okay.
Cat Williams, it was kind of like the comedian who went on and it turned the Bill Cosby scandal.
Yeah, who was that?
It was, Hannibal Burris.
Yeah, okay.
This feels a bit like that, where it took somebody talking about it to get people to go, huh. So that's that. And then the boat in Baltimore. Any update on that, Lunchbox?
No, I haven't seen anything. They did say that they were able to issue a mayday trying to hopefully stop cars. Like, so they were able to stop cars. And
does that make you feel like it wasn't some sort of
100%
or attack?
And I think if you were going to do a terrorist attack, you'd do it in the middle of the day when there's a lot of cars on it instead of 1:30 in the morning when there's not as many people. If you're trying to cause the most damage, and
that makes sense.
But I don't think a terrorist attack is as much about causing the most damage right then. It's mostly about destroying the ideal of safety, like the idea of the ideal.
Okay. Well.
But I don't know. I mean, I just see all these, and I don't think they're right. And I get irritated whenever people just start retweeting crap that they have no idea. But I also have no idea.
And you're right. Just conspiracy theories about anything is just out of control. Even the conspiracy theories on, like, the missing kid that was here in Nashville, like, that they found in the river. Like, there's just so many, like, just leave it.
Yeah.
You don't have to just keep going and ask for clicks.
Eddie went down there before they found him.
I did.
What?
What are you laughing at? I did. But I didn't look for a long time. I just wanted to see what was going down there. And really, there weren't a lot of people looking for him.
Did you feel like, though, you could be in the way?
No, because there was only one crew. When I went, there was only one crew there, maybe about three officers. And
what did you feel like you were doing?
I just kind of wanted to see. I wanted to see for myself where it was. How could he have fallen in? Where could he have fallen in? Where did they find his bank card? All that kind of stuff. And how many people were actually searching and looking. But, dude, the brush down there is very thick. And there was so much trash. And, I mean, it just felt like it really is a hazard for anyone that's kind of walking in that area.
Well, why would you go down there? You're just kind of in the way, huh?
I'm telling you.
He went down there because we gave him a hard time about not going down there because he said he wanted to go down there.
Well, part of it, but it all started with me wanting to go down there, and I hadn't made the time. And then you guys made fun of me, and you're like, oh, he wants to do this. So I said, you know what? I got about an hour. I'm going to go down there.
So what if I make fun of you again for not giving a kidney to somebody? Eventually you do that?
No, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to do the bone marrow for sure, too, this year.
Okay. Lunchbox, you want a lottery pool? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, you guys tell me that I'm not head of the lottery pool anymore, that Scuba is, but we are up to $1.1 billion tonight. Haven't heard a peep from about this lottery pool. I guess, you know, if leaders aren't going to lead.
I have, but just if we haven't done it.
You have what?
Well, I've asked. We should definitely do it.
But again, you said you have. I haven't heard anything about it.
I'll forward you the email.
What email?
Well, yeah. Did anybody else?
Did I get the email?
No, this is too much inside baseball.
Got it. I understand what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is it's been...
Okay, hey, I'm just making sure. I wanted to make sure we were doing a lot of...
I'm going to come back at you with some facts.
Hey, receipts, names, timeline.
I don't have an email.
It's fine.
I don't have an email asking me to be on it. Am I out of this one too? Like your little text thread? No, don't put me on that. I swear to God, I'm just kidding. I don't not want to be on that.
I don't think it was on the text thread.
No, I don't care. I do not want
to. I can ignore a lot. It's fine. But yeah, so we should definitely do it. I mean, I don't know why we're not.
Did you actually say to the show, let's do it?
Well, no, not to the show. I sent it. I don't want to call anyone. I'm throwing it under the bus.
Throw something into the bus.
I'm not going to.
What? I don't understand what's
going on. He probably sent it to Lunchbox and had him put everything out there, but maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Amy, how dare you think it's me that he's going to call out? Because he definitely didn't. It wasn't me.
Who was it?
I'm good not being in it, by the way.
What is happening?
I don't know. I'm good not being in the lottery pool.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't want to waste my money on stuff. I got too much memorabilia that I spent money on, dude. I got to somehow get rid of this stuff. I have a Paul Goldschmidt Cardinals signed mini helmet here. I got a Rondé Barber old school creamsicle.
That's cool.
Tampa Bay. I got an authentic CeeDee Lamb in the mail yesterday. Like authentic.
Authentic helmet.
That Cowboys one I have it's an old school Cowboys helmet that they used in the 90s. And it has Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, and Michael Irvin all signed on it.
That's unbelievable, man.
That's
so cool.
It's so legit.
You should give that Paul Goldschmidt to Ray since they went to college together.
You went to college with Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I used to announce him. First baseman, Paul Goldschmidt!
At Texas State?
Yeah.
He went to Texas State?
Yeah.
Where did he go to high school?
I don't know.
In Austin or no?
I didn't announce high school. It was just.
No, I'm just saying if he went to Texas State, a lot of times it's from kids that lived around there, you know? Huh, how about that? Okay.
So are you going to give it to him?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to sell this stuff.
So wow, they went to school together, man.
Paul Goldschmidt, Woodlands. So he's from Houston.
There you go.
Amy has ways.
I used to say the Woodlands. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Now you know.
In the intro.
Amy has ways to succeed with zero talent.
Huh?
Eddie.
What?
What?
I don't. Ways to succeed with no talent?
Yeah. Okay. You guys can change the screen if you want. Because I know we're about to interview Ludacris for something that's not on this show here. But if you guys want to change the screen, you can. She found an article, Ways to Succeed with Zero Talent, and she wanted to share it with you guys. It's right in front of you.
Oh, no, I have it right here, too. No,
it's a piece of paper right in
front of you. I have it right here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Be on time.
Okay.
Show up and do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Give your best in all that you do.
This is very cliche.
Be positively contagious.
Are you tired or are you doing a whole bit where you're bored?
Have an attitude of gratitude. Okay. Seek solutions versus dwelling on problems. Have passion. Be coachable. Do more than what's required and then believe in yourself.
I don't think anyone has zero talent, though.
I don't know. I've met
some
people.
It is how to succeed with limited talent.
Limited talent?
As compared to other folks who may be more talented. Yes.
I just feel like everyone has a talent.
Okay, maybe you want to succeed in the world of video production.
Got it.
But you don't have natural talent on timing, or so you have to learn. I don't know, an editing.
Tricks
that other people don't, who just naturally guess. I don't know.
I see what you're saying. I just think
the most superstar athletes a lot of times aren't just the most talented. They're that are really talented and also have a really great work ethic
because they're coachable.
But like if like me and Lunchbox went to the major leagues, like we wouldn't make it.
And they're on
no one's
time.
Saying you could.
Right. Even if we were coachable, early, positive, all this stuff.
But like, no one's saying you can dunk a basketball by doing all this. But if you do that, you can find ways to, I would say,
be the manager of the team.
Or you can drag a box out and jump off the box and dunk it. There are other ways to dunk it that maybe aren't traditional ways.
Yeah.
That would be the analogy. And if you want to be a baseball player, maybe you don't have the skills to actually be that. But by working hard, you could be a coach. You could be sell peanuts.
Yeah, you can be in the industry, but just not what you really want to be sometimes.
If you work hard enough.
Oh, some people just have talents too. Like my four kids, they all have different talents.
I'm not saying you play pro ball. I'm saying if you work hard enough in that desired field, you can work hard enough to pivot into something that's actually fulfilling to you.
Yeah, and if you do like take some of these and do the opposite, like I don't know why Johnny Manziel's coming to my brain, but it's like he's a super talented guy, right? I mean, he had skill from...
Yes.
The get-go, he's talented. Then he gets it to the NFL, and he's not on time. He doesn't want to show up to do the work.
Yeah.
Right, he's not given the best. Yeah. He, like, did the opposite of all this, and look, then he
was removed. So imagine if he had applied all that, he'd probably be Tom Brady.
Imagine.
Good
I don't know.
Tom Brady.
But still, I don't know if that's true. He's a little short.
Because he's too short?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, obviously I was exaggerating with Tom Brady. I don't know if anybody's like him, are they?
There could be. There's somebody right behind him. There will be another Tom Brady.
Will there be another Cal Ripken?
No.
But I mean, I just think that, do you know why I say Cal Ripken?
No, what happened? What happened with him?
You're not educated enough for this conversation then.
What?
Lunchbox and I will be it. We'll have our educated conversation.
Yeah, there's never going to be again.
What record did Cal Ripken set?
Double plays. 40-yard dash.
No, consecutive games. We're going to go.
What, consecutive hits?
No, played.
Consecutive played? Games started, played,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's why it will never be broken, because they believe in rest too much now.
Yeah. Just so I was just using your theory to go, that's not exactly accurate. There'll always be somebody else.
Some better than Tom Brady?
No, but Tom Brady could be anybody.
I don't know what you're saying.
Exactly. All right, we're done. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.